Hello everyone, this is Anna Kendrabura, aka English, and this is my new episode where I'm going to talk about idioms, but I'm going to share with you business English idioms that you won't find in a textbook. If you ask me why, well, this is because textbooks, they really like to teach you idioms that are old-fashioned. Yeah, I mean, that sounds funny, but this is unfortunately true. But in my episode, I would like to share with you idioms that are colloquial, idioms that are modern, and idioms that are used in business and casual English. So I decided to take this matter into my own hands and teach you those useful phrases. Phrase number one is when the shit hits the fan. Yeah, I'm using some bad language or semi-bad language, whichever you prefer. But anyway, so when the shit hits the fan, you basically use this phrase when you talk about, you know, having to face the consequences of something, right? For example, when you can't keep your mistake secret anymore and you have to face the consequences of what you did, you will say, when the shit hits the fan, or just shit hits the fan, basically. Yes, there is a swear word in this phrase. Yeah, shit is a swear word. So please don't use it in formal context. If you are in a meeting with a client, don't use this phrase unless your client uses this phrase first. Because this is a rule of a business meeting, right? If your client uses certain language, you can mirror your client and use the same language. So as soon as your client says shit, feel free to say it as well. Well, of course, I'm joking. You have to judge by the, you have to judge on the spot there. So like, don't take my word for it. You know, I'm not saying that you always have to copy your client's language, but it is possible. And this is what usually happens if you want to be on the same page with your client. All right, idiom number two, jump ship. Literally, jump ship means when you have to leave the ship, yeah? If there is some disaster on the ship, something happened, you say jump ship. So this is literal meaning. There is a figurative meaning. So figuratively, it means to leave an organization. For example, when you join a competitor, you say jump ship. Yeah, so that's what she would say. So if you decide to join a competitor, you are jumping ship. Or if you just got offered a better deal somewhere else, you jump ship. This is what your ex-colleagues now would say about you. All right, idiom number three is wear many hats. Wear many hats is actually a metaphor. And a hat in this case means a role that you play for a job that you do, right? Basically, when we are talking about wearing a hat, this is a part of some dress code, right? That is why we are using hat for this metaphor, not gloves or shoes. So basically this idiom goes back to the time when people had to wear hats as part of their dress code, right? I mean, now it's not a big deal. We wear hats as an accessory, but not as part of formal dress code anymore, right? So that basically also the particular type of hat back then indicated a certain profession. That is why you were like wearing hat, you were playing a certain role, yeah, for the job that you were doing. And this is still the case today, not so popular anymore, but anyway, that is why, just to make it easier for you to memorize this idiom, wear many hats, right, means to play a certain role or to do a certain job. I will give you an example here. How you can use this idiom in modern context. You can say, I was trying to wear too many hats during my last project, which resulted in a burnout, right? So you were trying to wear too many hats, meaning you were trying to do, to play too many roles on the last project. Yeah, there is another example I want to give with the wearing too many hats. So the good part about working at a startup is that you will get to wear many hats and learn about how businesses work, right? So wearing many hats can also be used in a positive connotation, right? So working at a startup is good because you will wear many hats. All right. Next idiom that I would like to share is soup to nuts. This is a very popular idiom. I basically heard it from native speakers when I was in the United States. I heard it in the movies. So soup to nuts is actually very American idiom. And this is basically a sophisticated way of saying from beginning to end, right? So if you want to say from beginning to end, you say soup to nuts. Actually, I really, I would like to share where this idiom comes from. It's very interesting. So soup to nuts is actually an analogy to a full course dinner that starts with soup for a starter. Yeah, so if you've ever been to the United States, if you have ever been to the restaurant, you could have noticed that on the menu, you have starters and soup goes under starters. So soup for starters, and this full course dinner ends with nuts for dessert. That's why we have this idiom, soup to nuts, from beginning to end. Now let me share with you how you can use this idiom. So, for example, you only need to create a roadmap and they will handle the rest of the project from soup to nuts. Or you can say, we can do this project, we have to do this project from soup to nuts. Yeah, from beginning to end, like we have to do it from scratch and till the finishing point here. Okay, so those are the idioms that I wanted to share with you. Those are the business idioms that you will find in business, you can use in business context as well as casual English, but you won't find them in a textbook. So let me recap here. Soup to nuts, from beginning to end. Next one, when the shit hits the fan, when something terrible happens and everyone hears or everyone finds out about it. And jump ship, to leave the company, to leave the organization when you get a better offer, for example. And the last one, wear many hats, which means play different roles or do different jobs. Alrighty. I hope this podcast was very interesting and useful for you. And I hope you will memorize those idioms and use them next time you have to speak English.